Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, as a physician, I am, you know, watching very, very closely how this pandemic rolls out and how we're doing with our vaccinations and how we're protecting ourselves. And I think the COVID pandemic was multifaceted. And we still don't know where it originated, how it originated, why it originated, why it's doing the things it's doing, why there's not a lot of rhyme or reason. That's why some people get sick and other people don't. And, you know, we're getting all these theories and we're working through it. And we might not have the answers for years. But some people, despite not having the answers, moving ahead, going, fine, we'll take the vaccine. Others would like some more answers. And I understand both sides. I understand all that. The problem is politics. Politics gets in the way. Politics causes there to be a secondary gain. Politics causes there to be ulterior motives. And so, sadly, we're seeing politicians start to marginalize people, even suggest discrimination. And I think they're very, very ill focused, and they're not, I don't think, understanding the situation. And so I get a little nervous when I hear headlines saying the administration, like, for example, the Biden administration is running out of ideas on how to get people vaccinated. And so they're going to come up with another plan on how to manage the issues with people not wanting to get the vaccine. Now, if anybody understands why some people are a little, you know, cautious about that, if they understood all the reasons, they might not be making these statements, you know, like Dr. Fauci. I mean, I've been supporting him since day one because I understand his job has been very, very hard. But when he last week saying not getting the COVID-19, not getting the COVID-19 shot is a, well, actually not getting my office, my studio fixed up is an issue, but as a political statement, not getting the COVID-19 as a political statement is completely wrong. The COVID-19 vaccine is being deferred and being declined by Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Catholics, Jews, Muslims. I mean, it's not the political divide that everybody's trying to say. Everybody's trying to say that those that are declining the COVID-19 vaccine are Trumpers. What? But where did that come from? So does that mean that anybody that got the vaccine is Democrat? Why are politics coming into play? And so I know many of the people that are vaccine hesitant because I'm licensed in multiple states. And a good number of them are those that don't trust the medical system. Many of them are Hispanic. Many of them are African American. Many of them are white. I don't ask them if they voted for Biden or Trump. That's not my, you know, job as a doctor. It's none of my business. But I really don't think that people are doing it for political motivations. I will ask, you know, can I just ask what's the reasons, you know, with you, why do you want to hesitate? Like, well, I had a friend who had a reaction to the flu shot. Or we have stroke in the family. Or I can't go to a doctor if I do have a reaction. If I have a reaction, can I call the telemedicine company? No, you need to be seen in person. Then I'm going to wait. Well, you could call the telemedicine company if it's minor, but if it's major, you're going to have to go in. So I think a lot of people that don't have access, that don't trust the system, that still don't understand why we have, you know, the issues that we have with COVID and its origins, they're hesitant. So when we're hearing that the Biden administration is running out of ideas, so far, I believe 68% of the population has at least received one vaccine. So we're still not near herd immunity, but still pretty darn good. You know, officials are like saying we're under no illusions that each person in the stage will take longer to reach. A senior administration official said the first 180 were much easier than the next 5 million. So the first 180 million were easier than the next 5 million. So one of the things that has been suggested is a door-to-door campaign. Now, I don't know who wants to take that risk on to go up to somebody's door, because people are getting shot these days. And so I would say whoever wants to volunteer for that, that's going to be pretty dangerous. And, you know, is it the leaflet? Is it the pamphlet? If somebody is concerned about the side effects, sometimes the government approaching them to their door isn't the way to go. And a big question that me and a lot of physicians have is, why aren't you guys working with the physicians? The physicians know their patient population. The physicians know the concerns they have. They also know what's going on locally. When in my neck of the woods, we had that 18-year-old girl that got a blood clot from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That was a big step back in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine push. Now, because a lot of people knew her or the church she was from. So you might want to recruit local doctors. You might want to recruit local entities, you know, local celebrities. I mean, the News 13 had reached out saying, did I get my shot yet? And I said, the funny thing is I'm going today. I don't know if they allow video, but we'll talk to media and whatever. But it really, really helped that people saw that I, in my local neck of the woods, got the shot. They don't need a government official who doesn't know who you are to urge that something gets injected into your body. But when you have somebody that people trust going, look, you know, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be very, very open and very transparent about any side effects I got, people follow. And people have told me they got the shot because I made it look simple. And I didn't try to make it look simple. I wanted to be very, very honest. I'm not here to push an agenda. But I am a little nervous about the virus. I'm a little nervous about the variants. I did a lot of research and I got it. So I don't know what the Biden administration is going to want to do next, but I get a little nervous. Because I think people are trying to make it sound like it's going to be an anti-Trumper campaign just to gain more support for what they want to do. And I'm telling you right now, please be careful because a lot of these people are not politically motivated. They have other concerns. 1-877-DALIA, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a little bit of breaking news. Apparently, the FDA is about to add a warning to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. I'm kind of not surprised by this, all right? I don't want you guys to panic about it. But the FDA is going to add a warning of a rare autoimmune disorder that could happen after getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Very, very rare, but it's called Guillain-Barré. And we've spoken about Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré is a rare autoimmune reaction that happens after, could happen after any vaccine. It also happened with COVID. Remember with Zika, we had some people who would get bit by the mosquito, and if they weren't pregnant, there was other concerns, especially to some men who got Zika, and that was Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré is where your body senses something in it, like a cold or a virus or a vaccine, and then the immune system decides to attack your nerves. And so with Guillain-Barré, it could cause paralysis. It could cause death if not treated quickly. And so we've seen sporadic rare cases with Guillain-Barré, not only from illnesses such as colds, but with vaccines. So I was wondering when that would come out for the vaccines. Well, it appears, Megan said this is breaking news, the FDA is planning to release this new warning for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Now, why? Well, apparently there's been about 100 reports. They say four people familiar with the situation told the Washington Post that the shot has caused rare instances of Guillain-Barré, which is where the immune system attacks your peripheral nervous system. And the CDC is said to have received about 100 preliminary reports of Guillain-Barré following the one-dose vaccine. Now, if you remember, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a DNA vaccine with an adenovirus vector. So as opposed to the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines that have a little bit of a lipoprotein, a little bit of a fat molecule that brings the mRNA, the very delicate mRNA, into the muscle cell, and then the muscle cell in the cytoplasm reads the mRNA, makes the spike protein so that your immune system could learn these spike proteins, so when the real thing comes along, these guys are ready. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a little different, right? It's DNA, and the DNA is brought in by a virus, a weakened virus that's not supposed to hurt you. I think AstraZeneca is a chimpanzee form of the virus. The Johnson & Johnson is, I think, a weakened human form of the adenovirus, but it's not supposed to make you sick, per se. And it brings the DNA in the cell, in the muscle cell. Your DNA looks at the, talks to this DNA, it makes the mRNA, and then the process is the same where the cytoplasm makes little spike proteins, your immune system learns them, so when the real thing comes, the body knows. So anything could induce the Guillain-Barré syndrome. It could be the adenovirus itself. It could be maybe the DNA. It could be the spike proteins being made, you know, from the cell. And it could be a fluke. Somebody could be getting Guillain-Barré from something else. There is COVID going around. And, you know, remember what I told you. I really want to know how many breakthrough cases there are. Because if we are hearing that people who test positive or people who have gotten COVID-19, can the vaccine can still test positive for COVID, then maybe some of these cases might not be vaccine-related. It may just be they got COVID. So I think we really need to be testing people. And I understand that a lot of people are done and they're using telemedicine now instead. I get that. And I'm grateful you guys use telemedicine because I have a job. But I think we still need to be doing more testing if we want to just know. I don't think we need to lock down. I don't think we need to keep kids out of school. And I don't think we need to scare everybody like we did and do the whole draconian measures and put people in jail for trying to feed their family. But I think we should have a little more transparency on exactly what these vaccines do and how much they protect and what sort of issues are still out there. So, they say most of the cases of this Guillain-Barré occurred about 2 weeks after vaccination, mostly in men age 50 or older. Now, as you remember, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is indicated for those over 18 years old. And so, the two-week mark is significant because it means rather than the substrate and other things that are in the shot that are going into you, if that Guillain-Barré doesn't start till 2 weeks, that's usually around the time the spike proteins have been made and your immune system is learning the spike proteins. So that, to me, means that it might be inducing such a good immune response that it starts to trigger the immune response the other way. Now, the Johnson & Johnson is only a one-shot dose, but I've been urging that if we have any more, let's say, negative side effects on teens and kids with the mRNA vaccines after the second dose, maybe consider, you know, a lighter second dose or just one dose. The thing is, Johnson & Johnson is supposed to be one shot. So they say there were 100 cases reported out of 12.8 million. So we're looking at a 0.000781%. It's low. But because Guillain-Barré is devastating and has the potential to leave you with, I have a friend of mine who got Guillain-Barré from the flu shot, and I'm pro-flu shots, but, you know, he has partial paralysis left from it. It's just not something that a lot of, people are, you know, enthusiastic about. And so one thing I just need to stress is Guillain-Barré hits about 1 in 100,000 people annually without vaccine. So that could happen because of a cold and infection. So Guillain-Barré can already happen. We do see cases of Guillain-Barré. Just a lot of people don't want that added or that number going up. So fewer than 20,000 cases are diagnosed per year. So with only 100 cases coming from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, we really are talking about a low amount. But the FDA does need to do its job. And the FDA does need to list on these fact sheets if there's a concern, just like they did with the myocarditis and pericarditis. Some doctors are really, really upset, going, I don't understand why they're doing this, because now people won't get the vaccine. No. Okay, the government has to be transparent. The one thing that is probably the number one leader of vaccine hesitancy is lack of transparency. Of, you know, they feel there's a lack of transparency of what the true side effects could be or the safety data. So the government has to be very honest, and they have to have this approach going, guys, we've had 100 reports. We're going to make sure we put that down. And like I said, I'm shocked because most vaccines have the Guillain-Barré warning on it. I'm a little shocked that this is news, because all of them should have had that warning. The thing is these vaccines were rolled out so quickly that if nobody got Guillain-Barré in the 43,000, or depending on Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson stage 3 clinical trial, if not one person in that 43,000 got Guillain-Barré, it didn't get put on the fact sheet. But most other vaccines have Guillain-Barré as a side effect. So I want to reiterate to you guys, this isn't necessarily groundbreaking news, because these things should have already been, reported. But why it's so controversial is the Biden administration said that they are going to, you know, try to come up with a new plan on how to get people vaccinated. And, you know, whether it's an education or pamphlet, whether it's knocking on the door, whether it's saying, okay, we changed your mind, can we give you a shot now? I don't know. And a lot of people are kind of nervous about that attitude and that approach, because they thought that in America, you know, you should have, you know, freedom to choose, and it starts to kind of question whether the government can take any extra step. Right now, they're just saying they just want to educate everybody. But they realize that the first 180 million doses was easy. The next 5 million are harder. And mind you, people are convinced. I don't think they're really convinced with the sweepstakes and the money. I don't think so, because if somebody doesn't want something injected into them, you know, I don't know how much money, especially if it's a lottery where there's no guarantee. You know, I mean, I would almost rather that money go to monoclonal antibody treatment, that money go to the hospitals, so that if these unvaccinated people don't, don't have a mild case, we can at least treat them. But I really think we need to start putting COVID funds towards monoclonal antibody treatment, because whatever Trump got, that Regeneron, man, that sucker worked. It might not work for everybody, but I would really like to see everybody have access to that. If we can't vaccinate everybody, we don't trample on the Constitution or become a country that's not a democracy or republic. What we do is then we make sure we have medicines on board and we have a means to treat people. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says a major weapons bust near Coors Field in Denver is not related to Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. One of the suspects, Ricardo Rodriguez, telling CBS News what kind of weapons were involved.
Three mid-size assault rifles. They had a sniper rifle, probably two of them. Three mid-size assault rifles.
Wildfires continue to rage out west. Two firefighters dying Saturday after their aircraft crashed while trying to contain the Cedar Basin fire in Arizona. Meanwhile, the largest wildfire burning in California continues to burn. The Beckwith Complex fire has scorched over 86,000 acres and expands to Nevada as it forces more evacuations near the Sierra Nevada mountain range. The blaze is roughly 20% contained. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump closed out CPAC in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, criticizing President Joe Biden's handling of the unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton compares the current president's approach to border security to the former president's on Fox News.
There were lots of things that were really working well. The numbers came way down. And sure enough, here we are a year later. We have the worst numbers that I think I've ever seen. We have more drug trafficking. We have more human trafficking. We have more sex trafficking. It is a disaster. And for some reason, the cartels are the only ones that I think are benefiting. I don't even think the people coming here are benefiting.
Rhode Island Democrat Senator Jack Reed says President Biden's decision to pull troops out of Afghanistan was likely the best of many poor choices. The Senate Armed Service Committee chair saying he believes Kabul will be able to hold its own. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, the Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So how many of you guys have cats? So I've had cats and dogs, and the cats are very intriguing. Alright, these cats really do have nine lives. I can't tell you how many times my cats would have died. Either from an owl taking them, or them falling off a balcony, or doing something stupid. And I think they're gone. I think they died. And then all of a sudden they just show up. Go, hi, mommy, I'm here. Ted Freaks. I'm like, you're alive. How do you do? And people have always said, well, cats have nine lives. They just do. They'll die and then come back, and they'll die and come back. And I don't really believe that. I really believe that we have cats that are kind of superheroes, right? And I think they do have the ability to alter time. I think they have ability to have a sixth sense. I really think cats are magical. And I'm not saying this to, you know, I don't know, to, you know, propagate some sort of comic book theory, but I gotta tell you, I've had cats now for most of my life, and they defy any, they just defy any logical science. So earlier we spoke about Binks. Binks is the cat that fell during the Surfside Miami condo. The was on the ninth floor of the Champlain Tower South. Most of the family's alive except for one, Edgar, the father, who is still missing. And I guess a mom and daughter were pulled from the rubble. Another daughter wasn't there that night. And the cat, Binks, was missing for 16 days. Binks shows up. Binks walks up to a rescuer. And then a bunch of the charities and volunteers helped nurse it back to health. And Binks is alive and back with their owners. And how a cat could survive not only a nine-story fall, but a, you know, being gone for 16 days is miraculous. Most cats, they can only go 3 days without water, only go 2 weeks without food. This cat survived 16 days. And we had said the rescuers scoured the rubble for not only survivors, human survivors, but pet survivors. And when they made the decision to go into recovery mode, they you know, it was after they exhausted all efforts. Well, all of a sudden, Binks shows up. And I don't know if this was one of Binks's nine lives, but there's been research on cats. And I have spoken earlier that I think what happens is cats might have that ability to do what Quicksilver in Marvel or Flash can do in DC. Yes, I looked it up. It's Quicksilver, Magneto's son. So Quicksilver will run through time, but slow it down. You know, so they can move the bullets, right? They could move things out of the way. They could punch somebody in the face or whatever. And they could kind of control that. And then they can make it to their end, and then it's in real time again. And I know that's a comic. I understand that that's make-believe. But when you look at a cat falling, and there's pictures, and I put this on my Facebook and on my Twitter and on my website at drdahlia.com, a cat will be able to, in the middle of a fall, contort its body and turn such that it could lessen the blow of the fall. And so when you look at the pictures, you know, it starts to fall like, ah, then it immediately turns, spreads its arms and legs to parachute down to slow, to add more air resistance and slow the fall, and then they get their legs ready to land. Now, I'm not saying they will survive each and every fall, but for it to have the time to do all that, I mean, me, by the time I fell, I've hit the ground. I couldn't even imagine there being that time to turn around. But these cats do. They say cats always land on their feet. How do they land on their feet if the rest of us would be on our head or butt? They have the time to move. How do they have that time to move? I told you there was a study. This is being reported by BBC, where in 1987, they looked at 132 cats brought to a New York City emergency vet clinic. 90% of the cats that 90% of the cats survived. Only 37% of people of these cats that fell from high rises needed emergency treatment. One fell 32 stories and only chipped a tooth and dropped a lung. Was discharged 2 days later. 32 stories the cat lived. Now, I don't know if there were trees or awnings, but, and this was in the 80s, so this wasn't like, you know, a story from, you know, that couldn't be verified. Well, I don't know how you'd verify this also, but still. So they say that cats have a relatively large surface area in proportion to their weight, so it reduces the force at which they hit the pavement. They also say cats reach terminal velocity, the speed at which the downward tug of gravity is matched by the upward push of wind resistance, at a slower speed compared to larger animals like humans and horses. They said the average-sized cat with its limbs extended achieves a terminal velocity of 60 miles an hour, whereas a human would be about 120 miles an hour. This is according to a study back in the 80s by veterinarians Wayne Whitney and Cheryl Melhoff. They also say cats are arboreal animals, so they're always up in trees. So they think maybe cats, monkeys, reptiles, things like that, they kind of learn, well, look, if we're going to live in trees, we need to learn how to fall from a tree. Now, I don't know why they won't come down from a tree when you say so. You know, it's funny. People need a firefighter to go and get the cat from the tree. And the tree's crying. You know, the cat's crying because the cat's like, oh, you know, I want to come down. I don't think so. I think the cat knows exactly how to get down. And the cat just doesn't want to. The cat's like, I'm here for a reason. I didn't get my eats. There's a bird that comes here. I don't want to come down, right, and do bath time. Let me stay in the tree. So we get the firefighter. The cat's like, are you kidding me? I know everybody thinks the cat's stuck in the tree, but I think the cat just wants to be there on purpose. Anyway, but we bring them down because they're time to eat. They say they could twist their bodies like a gymnast, astronaut, or skydiver, spin their tails in order to position their feet and their bodies. And so they really have this aerial riding reflex, they call it. They're able to splay out their legs and surface area. Cats spread their legs and splay their legs all the time. I have to remind the cats that this is a family, you know, house, and to close it up because they sit there and clean their lilies in front of everybody. And I'm like, really? Honestly, we have guests here. They don't want to look at that. And they'll just lie there like they're at the gynecology office. I'm like, can you please close it up a little bit? So cats also have no shame. So they're very acrobatic and all that. And as I said, there's this video surfing on social media where a cat is liquid. Right? A cat can just, you know, slip into the covers of the cracks of furniture and just like liquid come out the other. It's amazing what they could do. So, you know, and then the other thing that really blows my mind is the way they can speak to each other. I mean, there was one of the cats was, I guess, in my way as I woke up one day and I was running to the bathroom. And so I accidentally stepped a little bit on her tail. So you heard her squeak and she was mad. I'm like, are you okay? Oh, my gosh, are you okay? And then apparently the main cat, Shake, the male, he comes up. He, like, wants to know what's going on. All the other cats come up, like, want to know what's going on. So the cat was fine. But apparently he beckoned her to come over somehow quietly. She comes over, they do some whisker tick, and then he and all the cats look at me. And I'm like, I didn't hear any sound. I didn't hear any talking. How did you know? And they looked at me like he knew what happened. I'm like, you weren't even in the room. What did she tell you? So, and then they talked about me yesterday. Yesterday, two of the cats, old Snappy and Shake, were talking about me. And I go, were you guys talking about me? And then they ran away and looked like, yeah, yeah. What are you saying? So they could communicate. They could move like liquid. They could land. They could have these nine lives. There is something mutant or superpower-ish with cats, I'm telling you. But at least Binks lived and survived the Surfside condo collapse. 1-877, that's Ellie. Don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Sir Richard Branson flew to the edge of space this weekend on Virgin Galactic's first fully crewed flight in the VSS Unity ship. He and his crewmate reached 53.5 miles above the Earth's surface. They were able to experience weightlessness, and he beat Elon Musk into space. In fact, SpaceX founder Elon Musk has purchased a ticket to fly to the edge of space with Virgin Galactic, according to the space firm. So he paid $10,000 deposit to reserve a seat with Branson's space tourism firm, with the final ticket price rumored to be about $250,000. They say a trip with SpaceX is expected to be, however, more expensive. They said with space tourism firm Axiom Space selling tickets on a Crew Dragon capsule with a 10-day stay on the International Space Station for $55 million. Now, closer to Earth, they said, Virgin Galactic is also offering a pair of tickets as part of a competition to open up space for everyone. According to Branson, he wanted everyone from any background to have access to space. Now, Branson himself traveled 53.5 miles above the surface of the Earth, taking him and five crewmates to the edge of space. They experienced weightlessness and earned their astronaut wings. They were actually pinned by veteran Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield. Branson sold the Today Show this morning, "Once you're an astronaut, you're always an astronaut." Now, speaking to a crowd of spectators after his flight, he said, "Like most kids, I have dreamt of this moment since I was a kid, but nothing can prepare you for the view of Earth from space. The whole thing is just magical." Now, I guess Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and SpaceX founder Elon Musk, I guess, was there at Spaceport America, New Mexico to watch the historic flight. Apparently, Elon is a friend, he said, and maybe I'll travel on one of his ships one day. I'm sure they all get along. They say once Virgin Galactic began commercial operations, they hope to operate more than one flight per day out of Spaceport America, but will first replace the VSS Unity prototype with a pair of new craft, more easily maintained and allowing for faster turnaround. They want to do up to 400 flights a year from each spaceport they operate out of. They say with just 550 people going to space so far since Yuri Gagarin left the Earth on 1961, flying daily with a six-person cabin, Branson's firm could double the number of people holding astronaut wings in under 100 days. That is pretty darn cool. I don't know. You know, I have not been a fan of going out in space. I've been very, very scared because of the Superman movie. And, the Superman 2 movie, remember, the bad people came and they took off the pin and they died and all that. So I am not that excited about that. But I got to tell you, if it does prove to be safe, that would be cool. So apparently back in 1988, that's when Sir Richard Branson spoke about his dreams of going into space. They said he was a guest on BBC's Going Live back in 1988. After a short pause, he grinned and he told caller Shehan Mustafa that he would love to go into space, as I think pretty well everybody watching the show would love to go to space. So back in 1969, he watched Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin touch down on the moon's surface in the most iconic space landing. In a short video shared to social media before Sunday's launch, he said, "I remember my dad waking me outside into the village green and we just looked up to the moon. I really did think to myself that other young people should one day be able to go into space." So, by 2004, he founded Virgin Galactic. 4 years later, he promised regular passenger trips for ordinary people and from suborbital space. So, he was one of six Virgin Galactic employees aboard VSS Unity for the voyage of 280,000 feet. They tested, each were there to test a different aspect of the flight ahead of commercial operations for 2022. So there was astronaut instructor Beth Moses, former NASA engineer, lead operations engineer Colin Bennett, Sharisha Bandla, company vice president. So just very, 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 very cool. Chief flight instructor Michael Masucci was in the cockpit. And David McKay was Scottish-born test pilot for the Royal Air Force. He's the one that flew the Virgin Atlantic. So, very, very cool. I mean, if this ends up being a thing, and it's not too expensive, that could be pretty, pretty cool. I don't know. I'm still nervous, though. I don't know. I'm kind of a scaredy cat when it comes to that. I'm not good with heights. I'm just not good with heights. So, you guys have to kind of cut me some slack. All right. But I'm also not good with paying these high gas prices. We're talking about the price of going up into space. Apparently, gas hit a national record here. Actually, not a national record, but it is now for the year. It went to $3.14 a gallon. I'm in Nevada, so we're already way into the fours. And they said the average price of gas a year ago was about 94 cents. It was cheaper by 94 cents at $2.20. They say many fear the rise in gas prices could worsen inflation, hamper the economy's post-pandemic recovery. They say nationwide the highest average price for regular gas in California was $4.31 a gallon. The lowest average in Mississippi was $2.77 a gallon. Now, I was at San Vicente and Fairfax And there was a gas station. I took a picture of it. Apparently, it was notorious for super high prices. But I was like, are you kidding me? Those are the prices? And they were like well above $5 a gallon, possibly even more now. But apparently, that gas station is just notorious for being super high priced. But and it was empty. Nobody was there. But California, on average, is $4.31. That's really similar to where I live. I see $4+, maybe $3.99 to $4.10. So in the latest weekly report, the Energy Information Administration found that gas demand jumped, from 9.17 million to 10 million over Independence Day. This reflects the highest weekly gas demand estimate released by EIA since 1991. Well, I think there was high demand because everybody was getting out of Dodge. You know, I mean, they were on lockdown. Many of them have been vaccinated. They want to see their family. They know what the threats of the variant and other countries already going back on lockdown. They're like, you know what, it's now or never. So it makes sense that, you know, people got out on the road. And airplanes are too expensive. These flights are just way too expensive. And so, you know, people are like, you know what, to heck with that, we'll just drive. So I get it. But, yeah. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. NFL linebacker Barkevious Mingo apparently has been arrested by police in the Dallas suburb of Arlington because he pulled at a teenage boy's underwear before attempting to have sex with him during 2019 over the 4th of July weekend. He is a Super Bowl winner. He actually turned himself into the cops. He had been cut by the Atlanta Falcons after signing a $1.1 million contract in March. And his attorney called the allegations completely baseless. But apparently he's been accused of pulling at a teenage boy's underwear and trying to have sex with him. Mingo is 30 years old. He faces up to 20 years in jail if convicted. He was the former number one pick and Super Bowl winner in 2017. Was let go by the Falcons, this weekend. Sports Illustrated did obtain the search warrant for Mingo, which explained the basis of the alleged crime. And according to documents filed by Arlington PD, Mingo invited a teenage family member and his young friend to an amusement park over the 4th of July weekend in 2019. Before returning to a hotel, Mingo reportedly took the boys to a steakhouse, bought them clothes with Nike, and then the victim was woken up by Mingo tugging at his underwear, allegedly. So the victim said he was scared and pretended to be asleep. And when Mingo became more aggressive, apparently the kid tried to, I guess, fight him off. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but he's been arrested. And so he's been released on posting a $25,000 bond. So it's one of these things where, you know, we hear of these stories all the time where adults try to have sex with kids. And we just don't understand what, you know, what could possibly be going on in their mind. And it's sadly, though, it's a lot more common than we think. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.